iRockRadio.me. I am Rick Becker in downtown Harrisburg, joined by Steph from City of the Week before a big show here at the Harrisburg Midtown Arts Center. And Steph, how are things been going for the band lately?
They've been going great. Right now, we're in the middle of a tour. It's called the When Did We Learn Not to Love tour in support of our new single, Ungrateful. And it's been awesome. Tour is always fun.
So I'm sure a lot of people always ask, coming from a small town in Montana and now living the big rock and roll lifestyle, how has the adjustment happened? I know there was a move to Minneapolis in there at some point.
I mean, people always kind of talk bad about small town life. And when I was there, I was like, oh, I want to get out. But I feel like, you know, growing up with kind of small town ways, I feel like I've learned to like adapt to anything. You know, I mean, I don't know, like my town is like there was like 3,000 people when I lived there. And I feel like small town people, you just kind of, things are easy and you just learn to adapt to anything and kind of roll with it. And life is just simpler there. And I feel like I appreciate things more. So I don't know, it's definitely a different life, but when I'm, you know, driving through and we need a place to stay and we have a parking lot party in the gas station, I'm like, you know, it feels like the old days, you know, and it's nothing new.
So if you could just talk a little bit about the camaraderie that you've found on the road as a budding scene of musicians coming up here.
Yeah, there's actually lots of great mid-level acts who are out doing their thing. They might not be the biggest acts, but they're really, really crushing kind of like the mid-sized venues. We've had the pleasure to play with a band called Wayland, which we like super bonded with. We played with them in Grand Junction on our last tour, and that was awesome. We've also played some shows with a band called Royal Bliss, nicest guys ever from Salt Lake City, and they've been killing the scene. I mean, they got their own thing, and I love them so much. I'm trying to think. Some bigger acts that we're going to play with are, we're opening for Ozzy Osbourne, we're opening for Rob Zombie, both of them at the festivals, and this year we're on the main stage, which is crazy. You know, we're definitely not a main stage band, but this year we are. And yeah.
When you're preparing for, say, a club gig like tonight compared to a festival show, what do you have to do with the set differently? Do you have to do anything differently with your sound? How do you adjust to playing the different types of venues like that?
It's kind of tough because you're, like, when you're playing a small little bar, like the first night of this tour, we literally played on the floor of a bar. And this is just kind of the sound difference. We all have our own like in-ear mixes, which makes it a little bit easier. Well, a lot easier actually, because we have the same mix every night. So it's kind of, you know, very similar, but I mean, you can still hear like the difference between outdoors on like this massive arena stage versus a small little club. So it's kind of, you have to just really get that sound check in and really kind of adjust. But this isn't our first rodeo. Like that's why we started touring when we were little, like kids, when we didn't have a record, just to get the plane and venues, and you just adjust to it. As far as like getting ready, I mean, there's just a lot more that goes into like an arena show or a really big show. We have like our own big city skyline that's like these big metal pieces. One side of the stage is the skyline of downtown St. Paul, where we are from, and the other side is downtown Minneapolis, which is really, really cool. A lot of bands just have like the scrims, and we were like, no, we want you know, our own stage prop, you know. And this year we're gonna have to do like the big banner thing. Obviously that's gonna be new for us. It's just a lot more for like the festivals too, getting like your merch to different areas and getting your CDs to the FYE or Best Buy booth. And it's a lot of running around and a lot of like sweating and like, oh my God, did I do this right? Did I forget this? And then we're in press all day. Like I literally book us with every single press person, which is like puts us at 7 hours of press. And so basically by the end, we're just like, and it's always so hot. We're just like sweating. Like, oh my God, like doing the same stories over and over. But we have so much fun. Like the media people are the coolest people, like you guys, they're always fun, and they're not biased. They just like music and they're fun, like you guys, like, yeah, like, so we enjoy them.
Well, you're gonna have to get used to doing a lot more media with songs like these. Here's City of the Week on iRockRadio.me.